Pain, underrated legend. Pain. But lie, this is all true. It's all true still. Trip on the beat. Look, so a big part of my life has been chicks. I know I can't lie about that. And if I keep it real, whenever I thought again, I'd have to write about that. See, word, I was still in love when I wrote Splat. Just words, them scars weren't closed up. But since it gave me exposure, it's only right I tell you my out. And family, I was all shocked. Cause I've been thinking about this girl like every day, in every way. So yeah, of course we speak in numbers exchange. And now I'm happy as fuck. Because now I'm back with the love of my life. Doing all kind of shit, like kissing on North Fort Hills 2 o'clock at night. A good guy now, I ain't hitting my never. Even clash my car spitting together. You know when a kiss is perfect, come like puzzle pieces fitting together. That's when I told her, wait though, if we're doing this, then we gotta do this right. I'ma tell you all the shit that I've been on the last couple years, the shit you won't like, but I'ma be honest then. I'ma be real to the T. I gotta make sure some next girl can never come to you about me. And that's when I started talking. When I told her all of the girls that I beat, all the problems with me, the one night stands and the girls that I met on IG. But then I got distant though, cause I got that iffy vibe like. I be catching her up telling silly lies like. If you're my woman, then why I gotta catch you up? And it's dumb shit, that shit you ain't even gotta lie about. And this is when I turned into a fuckboy. Man, I can't lie, man, the dust went with it. Even though I still love them mad, something couldn't sit with my spirit. Never called her beautiful once, no attention, her time had none of it. The most I would do, pull up on a late night random one if I felt like cuddling. That's when I got that phone call though. And you know how it goes, like Blaine, there's something you should know. I just took a pregnancy test and I look, man, it came back positive. And right now I can't have an abortion. Looks like we just gotta get on with it. Ages, nah, she ain't having a shoot, I gotta talk to her hard on the second stages. Look, man, I got a man up because I'm gonna be a father. Pull her off, I still told my mother. I'm thinking that she's gonna get mad at me. All she said was Blaine, do not bring a mad gal in my family. Told my sister, but she weren't having it. And right now I'm excited. But anyway, fuck that part, it's the second part that hit me like lightning. I got a phone call out of the blue like, Blaine, where you at? And can you come round? And I said now, and she said now. So I said fuck it and drove from south. Blew until I pulled up to the crib. Got in the lift, put the key for the door. And all I can see is her there, with her arms around her belly on the floor. I'm like, yo baby, tell me what's wrong. She saying I bled and my belly keeps hurting. I keep phoning the ambulance over and over again, but the shit ain't working. They pull up and walk on track, but I can't lie, all sure I ain't giving it. Cause I got this feeling, saying that I can't trust her. I look, man, I can't get rid of it. Man, I gotta talk to her. I'ma see her next week. And that's when I'll talk to her. I picked her up so I can drop her at airport. I said them tires so she can drive. And I'm just there in the passenger seat. And I'm looking at square in her eyes. And I say, what I'm about to say, man, I ain't trying to cuss you. I really wanna make this work, but I feel like I can't trust you. And look, I don't know what it is, but I got a feeling so deep in my ribs. Months ago, you was gonna have my kid. And now I feel that the solution is to let me have a look in your phone. It might sound dumb and it might sound young, but let me have a look in your phone. Don't get it twisted, I'm grown. But let me have a look in your phone, just to not let me look in your phone. She looked back with a worried and scared face. And then she said no, and look, you see that kinda iffy. Man, I let that go so quickly. Still went to the airport just to let her off. And then I put my key right for the letterbox. Look, what was in her phone, man, I would never know. But 9 times out of 10, there was the maddest things in her phone. Now, I get a phone call 2 days later. She's like, hi, I'm like, what up? She's like, now you can look for my phone. I'm like, shut up. 3 months after, I'm in Shoreditch. And I see her cousin. And she pulls me to the side like, I wanna talk to you about something. And I'm like, calm, we can step out the bar. I mean, you can go speak in the car. And she's like, I don't talk to my cousin no more, man. She takes things kinda far. And I'm like, wait there, what do you wanna say to him? Says I'ma do it, his life, I know one. And I'm only telling you because I don't speak to her anymore. Now I couldn't care about the cheating, but the child shit hit me harder. When I got excited and all told my mum, and I might not have been that father, but I guess I didn't know that lady. After the miscarriage, shit got crazy. She looked back like, miscarriage, what? I said, yeah, she miscarried my baby. She said, wait there, Blaine, are you sure? I said, I saw her on the floor. We both went to the hospital, and they said that the child weren't there anymore. And she said, when this happened, around the end of Feb. I said, yeah, how you know? She said, fuck, man, these girls are drip. I said, wait, what you mean? She said, on my daughter's life, I'm talking. But in the middle of February, I took her to get an abortion. So you gotta go with your gut. You ain't gotta take my advice, cause I'm just kidding, aka the slut, you feel me? Pain. Kidding, pain. Kidding, pain. Kidding, pain.